Hello.
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
63.
Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going the right direction.
Okay. From the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, economic issues like taxes, government spending, constitutional issues like gun rights and Second Amendment, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C., affordability issues like inflation, insurance and housing costs, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights.
You have to pick one?
Yes.
Or is there not all of the above? I think at this point, if I had to pick from all of those, replacing Biden with Trump.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. A.D. Owens.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat
very
favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Nan Cobb.
Undecided.
Okay. Cary Baker.
Very favorable.
David Jordan.
Unfavorable.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Keith Farner.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Anthony Sabatini.
Somewhat favorable.
Mark Jordan.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Mike Levine.
Don't really know anything about him.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Eddie Owens, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, Keith Farner.
Eddie Owens.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Eddie Owens?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And from the same list of candidates, who would be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, Keith Farner.
Keith Farner.
Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wards overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles.
Got one.
Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I am voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
Yeah, that. I think it's a shame that his family is not making him.
As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraisers has been in the news recently. Current property appraisers Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off and primary Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. This was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party to his actions and is being sued for this.
I think it was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as false. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely?
I guess I'm not real sure what you just asked.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Okay. I would be less likely to vote for him.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
I'm not for home and I'm not somebody who's skyrocketing the home insurance premiums. I'm against that.
Okay. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, but it doesn't sound very good.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
I'm not about increased property taxes.
Okay. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
I'd be prone to vote for them.
Okay, would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
I'm not aware of that, but it doesn't sound very good.
Would that make you somewhat less likely?
Less likely to want to vote for them.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
I'd be more likely to vote for that.
Okay. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Greno and Gary Borders.
A candidate that, I didn't quite get that one.
Okay. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Greno and Gary Borders.
I think you're talking about Nan Cobb. I'm for Peyton Greno and Gary Borders, but I'm also pro Addie Owens. So.
All right. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
That would be important to me.
Okay. A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
I'm not a resident of Eustis, so I don't know that much about that. I know they've had a lot of controversy. So, I would have to know more about the candidate.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be for anybody that... I'm happy with my governor, so I'm kind of pro DeSantis.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Seeking power at the state level so I can return it to you at the local level? Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
I like that thought, but I haven't heard that statement from anybody, but I like that thought.
Okay, would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.